from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that. But whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, bitch!
All right, everybody. Happy Monday. Get your heads right. It is March 1st, 2021. Ben and Woods here, 97.3 The Fan. I am Woodsy. Ben will be along shortly. And we've got our executive producer, Paul P.T. Reindl, in the house. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning.
How it seemed that everybody had, at least on this show, pretty low-key, relaxing weekend. Right? Like, no real drama at all. I didn't kick any laundry onto the roof of my house this weekend as I did last weekend.
Baby steps?
Baby steps. Baby steps to 6 o'clock. Yeah, that's exactly right. It was very chill for me, and I was reading Ben's recap. I'll read that to everyone now. Pretty quiet weekend. Did a little spring cleaning yesterday, then listened to Jesse and Tony before going into work. Yeah, Paulie, what did you do this weekend? You worked a little.
Worked a little. I got some chores done. You know, I feel like I did a lot, but I really didn't do much.
I was left with both children on Saturday, which I think is really. I've had them, you know, an hour here, 2 hours there. It's, you know, it's whatever. It can be fun and it can be awful, just depending on the mood of my 3-year-old. But I gotta say, man, I had a really great time with both of my boys. On Saturday morning, and was very, very grateful. It was a beautiful day. Loaded them both in the stroller, or the strollet, as Bo calls it. And I loaded the strollet up and pushed them around. We did a long, long walk, took Bo down to the park. The whole thing, man, we just really, we had a really fun day. I took them both to the grocery store at the same time, which was a bit psychotic. It was a bit of a psychotic move. And got some groceries with them and holding one's hand, the other one's in the, you know, in his carrier in the grocery cart, and I'm pushing it around and I'm like, all right, this was a mistake. It was just a lot. It's
yeah,
just
that
a lot.
A little ambitious.
It was a little ambitious. I got it done. Got home. Didn't burn the house down or anything, and it was great, man. It was like when you look back, obviously those are the special days. We had a family day yesterday. We went down. Bo really loves to see the seals. And the sea lion, so we went down to La Jolla, and he just loses his mind down there. He loves animals, so we had a blast, man. Went down there as a family, then came home, and got to put our beloved Padres in my ear. Now, I hope Jesse and Tony don't take offense to this, but at 12 o'clock, I told my wife, I go, all right, I'm going to go back and listen to some of this game. The kids were going down for a nap. By the kids going down for a nap, I meant I went down for a nap as well. I made it about 45 minutes into the game, and then I was out. I missed Will Myers' home run. I was completely dead asleep. I woke up to people on Twitter go, oh, man, Will with a moonshot. And I said, oh, okay, well, that's good. I put it back on. I heard Onya's home run. So, look, it was phenomenal hearing baseball in my head again as I was lying down. I will say this, though. I saw a lot of complaining over the weekend. A lot of complaining about TV, you know, the game not being on television. Ben Higgins, my co-host, works in television. I want to talk to him when he gets in. I want to sit him down. I want to put the screws to him, okay, as I have before, about how this all works. If there's one thing, Paulie, and there's a lot I don't know, but if there's one thing I really don't know, it's how all this stuff works. Yeah, I really am bad.
Like, on the face, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense to me. Now, we here at 97.3 The Fan, we got our ass chewed on Friday when we released our schedule. We're broadcasting like 10 games, 10 spring training games. We're doing 13. Yeah, and so we got our ass chewed for that as well. I don't know. Like, I don't know the logic behind it. I wish I did. I wish I could tell you. If it were up to me, and I think if it were up to every single person that works at this radio station, I think we would be happy broadcasting every bit of Padres content we could. If you need an example of how much Padres content we post, go to our Instagram page at 97.3 The Fan. Our boss, Adam, Paul said to me this morning, he goes, I think you may need to talk to Adam. And I said, is it about the Instagram? And he said, yes. I said, I know. I did a little research over the weekend. Now, I posted the screenshot of like Eric Hosmer's presser that he did a few days ago. And those are all posts that went to our Instagram. There's like 15 of them. Now, I did a quick Google search, and it said, can you post on Instagram too much? The answer is an emphatic yes, you can. In fact, it's actually bad for your brand, and it's bad for your platform. The algorithm, they stifle most of that, right?
Yes.
So essentially the rule is, and this sucks, because I don't want to have to go to my boss and say, hey, you're doing it wrong. Because he never really does that to us. He doesn't mess with us. It's generally recommended to post at least once per day, and no more than three times per day on Instagram. So the Padres content, you guys are lapping it up. We love providing it. But yeah, I think maybe it's even a little bit overkill at this point. So trust me, man, if we could have somebody with a live mic there just doing whatever, getting audio, we would run that on the air. It's not an us thing. Trust me. And that's all I can really say. It's not an us thing. It's not an us decision. Like, we want to give you what you want. All right. So it was nice to hear, Paulie. It was nice to have baseball back. It was nice to see those videos of, you know, 300 feet away, guys swinging. You can't really tell much. You don't really want to read too much into it. Padres did drop the game 5-4 yesterday, which is not
Tingler on the hot seat?
Yeah, Tingler, you know, Tingler's on the hot seat, dude. These guys got to look in the mirror, you know, figure out if they really want this thing or not. That's total sarcasm because it means literally nothing.
I think it's an interesting conversation, though, that we should have at some point. Like, at what point in the spring do you start to put some stock into performance?
To wins and losses? I don't think ever.
Not really wins and losses, but I mean,
performance, yeah. I mean, if a guy goes out and gets lit up every time he throws, you may be a little bit nervous. I mean, something's clearly not working.
Right.
Morahone was Morahone. He was really average, and then he was really good. And it happens. That's like, he lost the zone a little bit early, and then guess what? He dialed in the zone and was striking out guys left and right, which is exactly what you expect from Adrian Morahone, still a young guy finding his way. Nice to see Will Myers get a bomb. It's weird because you look at it and you say, well, it doesn't really matter. But if you've been here for the last 7 years seeing Will Myers, you're like, yeah, that matters. That's good. Will Myers is seeing that pitch. He's driving it over the right center field wall into gusting winds. That's great. You want that for him. Jorge Onya dropping a bomb. That's good. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. Now, if he goes out and you know, strikes out the next 19 times in a row, I might be a little concerned, but it's not something I'm going to lose any sleep over. It was just good to have baseball back. And in typical Padre fan fashion, myself being one of them, we will always find something that's not right to complain about, always, whether it's something that's not available on the website, something that's not available on the broadcast, whatever. I thought Jesse and Tony did a great job day one yesterday. You know, they're learning their way together as well. So, yeah, man, it's going to be a fun year. It's going to be an exciting year. It's going to be a year where none of us have any fingernails left at the end of the year. You know, it's going to be nerve-wracking. We want to win. You want to win every single game. But I just, you know, I didn't put too much stock into the loss yesterday. I will say, I love radio. I do radio for a living. This is my career. This is my life's work. This is my blood, sweat, and tears, my passion. But I'll tell you right now, I would have liked to watch some of that game on television. I would have liked to see those guys run out onto the field. Wouldn't you?
Yeah. I didn't understand that one. And for all I know, Clippers game or something at the same time, and Fox Sports San Diego couldn't air it.
Yeah, maybe like a Red Bull diving contest replay.
That's usually what I feel like is playing at noon on a Sunday. It's some rerun of, you know, darts or something.
It did billiards. It did feel a little bit like, oh, they're on? We've already committed to the Red Bull diving championship. It did feel that. You guys know the schedule. I don't know how it works, so forgive me. Forgive my ignorance.
Downhill street luge tournament.
Which I would watch, by the way, just not when the Padres are playing.
Right.
Like, I'm in on that. I'm totally on board.
Like, I left for work in, like, the sixth inning, so I got a little bit of time in the car to listen to the end of the game. But before that, me and Megan, we had the Alexa going, and you're able to stream Padres baseball.
Which is badass.
That's not nothing.
That's right? Not nothing. Now, I did see people say, well, I live here, and I can't hear it. And I'm like, oh, my God, poor Adam. Because we did this for only a handful of games last year. It was
right
a,
towards the end, yeah.
It was a gauntlet to get through, because they don't do that, really. Like, we had to really petition and do all kinds of things to be able to stream.
In 2021, we had to...
yeah. Oh, which is ridiculous. And that's a Major League Baseball problem. That's not a 97.3 The Fan problem. Yeah. And so Adam spent the majority of his time last season in the last, 10 games writing back, I'm sorry, can you delete your app and reinstall? Like, there's ways to do it to where everybody in San Diego County or whatever can listen.
Right.
But, oh, my God, I felt so bad. Like, I know, you know, they're not really hiring anyone here now, but it might be worth the investment to just hire a social media manager, because if not, my boss is going to lose his mind if he's got to sit there and answer, please reinstall your 97.3 The Fan app. I understand, guys. You want the content. We want to provide it. Just know that we're working our balls off behind the scenes to make sure you get as much content as you can handle. And in fact, we are actually posting too much content. We are posting too much Padres content on our socials. And that's just a fact. So I'm going to have that conversation with Adam and tell him, hey, man, this isn't a Woods thing. I'm not embarrassed. This is an Instagram thing. Like, I think we're doing ourselves more harm than good.
Here's what's happened. I already know. He's got some software for social media where you can post it once to Facebook, to Twitter, to Instagram, to Snapchat, to whatever, to however many social media accounts you have, and he's just going crazy, throwing it all onto Instagram. But I don't know that's how it works.
It could be worse. I just saw a tweet pop up 2 minutes ago from Jason Barrett. It says there will be no dedicated radio crew for the Blue Jays this season. They are going to simulcast the television onto the radio, which, by the way, does not work. It doesn't work. Now, you can. Jesse Agler is so talented. Jesse can do TV. Tony Gwynn Jr. has done TV before. You can do that, but you don't want those games simulcast. You don't want Mud and Dawn on your radio because you're not going. They let the game speaks for itself because you're watching.
They don't have to paint the picture.
They don't have to paint the picture. Jesse and Tony paint the picture. So, look, it could always be worse. You could have a TV broadcast on your radio, which does not sound good at all. It just does.
Yeah, I think of like any World Series, you know, big home run.
You're like, what's going on? Where did he hit it?
Joe Buck, you know, he does it well for television.
For television.
It would be awful if it was on radio, you know. Here's Manny Machado at the plate. Here's the pitch.
And all you hear is crack.
The ball is out of here. And
right.
That's 30 seconds of crowd noise because he lets the stadium kind of just set the scene for you. It works on television as you're watching them around the bases and celebrating with their teammates, but not so much on radio.
So I just, you know, I ask everybody out there for a little bit of grace. a little bit of grace as we try to figure it out how the best way to provide you with what you want. That's all I ask. Look, it's really not going to be much skin off my back. If they're on the radio, I'm going to listen on the radio. If they're on TV, I'm going to watch them on TV. You know, it just, I don't get too worked up about things that are out of my control. And this is 100% out of my control. All right. So that's kind of one of my new resolutions. I get it. I was with you guys. I wanted to watch the team. I wanted to see them run out onto the field. Wasn't the case. I think they're not broadcasting a game until game four.
Wednesday.
So
Dodgers.
The next game, Paulie, is what, today?
Yep.
Today, and it's Paddock on the bump.
Every day, I think.
Yeah, Paddock's on the bump. Again, I'd like to watch that game. I want to see how Chris Paddock looks. But I will rely on the greatness of Jesse Agler to tell me how he's looking.
And look, when they're not, as far as I know, when they're not on television or 97.3, they will be streaming at least an audio feed on Padres.com.
So yeah.
You'll be able to consume every game. You might just have to work for it a little bit.
Which is fine. I feel bad for Adam. He just gets pounded and pounded and pounded all weekend. And I feel bad for him, not enough to say, hey, do you need some help?
Right.
I do my part on the Ben and Woods Twitter feed, but I can't handle all of it because it makes me mad. They get very mad. And it's like, hey man, you weren't even allowed to stream MLB games on an app, you know, that wasn't the MLB.com app that you had to pay for, that you have to pay for. So if there's one way to alleviate that, get the MLB.com app and just pay for it. If you really, really want it, you know, if you live outside the zone or whatever, just get the MLB app. Now, they will black you out from watching the games in the season. That's an MLB problem. They got to figure this thing out, man. They really do. Ben's going to have more clarity on this.
Like the fact that we're celebrating being able to stream baseball games in 2021 is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. You know, and it all starts at the top. And I've told you that before, that the problem with baseball.
I know we got open phones coming up, but when we get back from break, I do want to bring something up. I almost got in a lot of trouble on Friday.
You did? Where?
Here.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm so glad you remembered this, you guys. You know,
simple mistake.
Yep.
Just a slip of the mind.
We're going to do this next because it's so good.
We've got to do it next.
It's so good. You guys are going to love this. 833-288-0973. There's a reason that they have like two-factor authentication on things.
Oh, yeah.
Because if Paul had let this slip through the cracks, I would have been on your ass like white on rice, Paul Reindl. You would have been, I would have written you up. I don't even have the power to write you up. I would have written it on a sticky note. You are hereby written up. Because Personal record. I would have put it in your file. I don't even know where your file is, but I would have created one and slid it under the boss's door. Wait till you hear what Paul almost let happen. On Friday, because we were all in a hurry. We had tea times. We had to get the hell out of here. And I get it. But, Paulie, you almost got on the spit, man. Real good. We'll play you that coming up next. And call us 833-288-0973. Here's traffic on 97.3 The Fan.